Well, I'm going to give you a classic case. It's one that probably changed my life and those who were with me on the scene that night, and one which definitely suggested the fact that there was a lot more to the UFO and Bigfoot phenomenon than we understood. And you probably know of Dr. Berthold Schwartz, who's a famous psychiatrist.
Yes.
Well, okay, well, he was involved in the investigation. In fact, he was in New Jersey at that time, and he spent about a week up here doing the investigation, interviewing all the witnesses and gathering all the data on this particular event. But this happened during the wave of 73, and I remember clearly October 25th, 1973. I received a call about 10:30 that night from a state trooper from the Uniontown State Police Barracks who had just returned from investigating a multiple witness UFO landing, which also involved Bigfoot creatures at the same time. And he called me. He, one of the key witnesses was at the barracks at that time, which I interviewed him by phone. The trooper suggested that we send a team up there right away because he felt that there was a possibility that whatever was there was still there. And we were some distance away. That was up in Fayette County. This occurred about 9 o'clock at night, and we did get our team together, and we got up there early morning hours. But the general story is this. About 9 o'clock that night, about 15 people in this very rural little community out around West Lysen Ring observed this large red ball about as big as a barn descending slowly from the sky towards his pasture. Well, the farmer's son, who was a pretty big fellow at the time,
mm-hmm.
about 260 pounds, 6 foot, whatever.
That is a big person.
And two of the neighbor boys decided to go up to investigate. So the farmer's son, he grabbed the 30-06, grabbed some ammo. I think didn't know if you realized at the time he had some tracers as well as live ammo.
Yeah.
And they proceeded towards the area in the truck. They left the headlights on, angled up on the hill so they could see where they were going. And they realized it looked like something was draining the power from the truck.